What's going on YouTube? Welcome back to another FPL family with me, Lee, and this is Sam. And congratulations, Manchester City. Finally got to lift that trophy. And Aguero with two goals today.
Do you know what?
What a fitting send-off for Sergio. So good.
Even as a, obviously not a Man City fan, but
even
I was really emotional about those two, the
totally.
Aguero goals. Totally. It was just the best way possible to end his career in the Premier League. Like, he's going to go abroad wherever he goes next.
Did you notice, I didn't watch the game because I was doing the Scoutcast watch along with Gianni and Toby. I was watching the Liverpool game. I've just seen some of the highlights on Sky Sports News, and even Martin Tyler gives it a bit of an Aguero! On the first one, it's so good. I absolutely loved it. So congratulations, Man City fans. Congratulations, Liverpool and Chelsea fans.
Jammy Chelsea.
You are the two that get that top four place, that coveted top four place.
You're welcome, Chelsea.
Well, we're going to talk about them a bit later on because Chelsea fans, you owe your Spurs mates a beer or two. There is no doubt about it. Spurs with a massive, massive 4-2 result tonight against Leicester City, which means that Chelsea get, despite losing, that fourth final and Champions League spot. So,
and we have made history.
How?
We are the first English side to play in the Europa Conference.
How are you feeling about the Europa Conference?
Oh, I'm thrilled. Right? Absolutely thrilled. I can't wait for a trip to Aberdeen or some random part of Poland.
Dynamo Tbilisi.
I can't wait. I mean,
yeah,
it's great.
It's going to be epic. It's going to be epic.
I mean, we might win something.
Well, there was a moment there where I thought Leicester were going to beat you and actually Arsenal were going to beat Brighton. And it was Arsenal that were going to push you down into eighth. And I was on, as I say, Scoutcast match day with Toby, who's a Spurs fan, and he was saying, well, look, okay, I've got to put up with a bit of short-term grief because we're going to finish below Arsenal, but if I turn Twitter off for a couple of days, in the cold light of day, Spurs fans might actually wake up and go, well, we haven't got to go to that flipping Conference League.
Right. But it's going to, surely this is our best ever chance of a trophy.
Oh, for goodness sake.
It's got to be, isn't it?
Oh, wow.
It's got to be the only thing that we're likely to win.
Well, listen, so we're going to
talk about... No, am I wrong?
No, because all your best players are leaving
else.
In the next few weeks.
Shush, so don't you stop.
See you winning
anything. You and me fall out.
we will talk about a little bit about the games, guys, but quite frankly, there isn't a lot of point. This is obviously our final live stream of the 2021 season. We're going to have a little break after this, aren't we? And then we'll be back once the game is launched sometime over the summer, whenever that may be. But this is officially our last live stream, so I just want to say a massive thank you to every single one of you that's tuned in and watched our videos and hit the subscribe button, hit the like button, everybody that even put something in the chat just to interact with these live streams. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure. It's been a very challenging season, Sam, hasn't it? No doubt about it. I mean, how do you, before I get into the chat and say hi to everybody that's here, how do you reflect on the season at a high level? It was tough at times, wasn't it? No doubt about it.
It has been really hard this season, I think, because it felt like it came very quickly on the back of the previous season. There wasn't much of a break in between the two of them. It was difficult with the disruptions that we had because of COVID and various other things that were going on in the world. So it was a very tough season. And I think, you know, actually to have kept going at some points, you thought really, like, my team's just collapsed. Like the day that Liverpool Manchester United game got called off, I was like, oh my,
yeah,
wait, how
like
do you recover
six
from
FPL
this?
Players not playing, your team decimated, you're like,
how do I get
it,
back from
I'm
this and it yeah. It has been a really challenging season, and it's been different as well because we've had every game televised all at different times, so we haven't had the magic like we had today with all the games on simultaneously.
That today was so good. I'd love to hear from you guys in the live chat and in the comments how you felt about the 10 games being played today all at one time. I have to say, I absolutely loved it. And I cannot wait for next season and the 3 o'clock kickoffs to be back. And the Gillette Soccer Saturdays, the BT Sports Scores, whichever of those flavour of shows is your favourite. That is what I'm here for. Games like today. There was just drama after drama today. It was fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, I was... You were obviously doing match day. I spent the afternoon with the Slack guys that are Patreons.
Good fun in there today.
And honestly, we did say at one point, when you come back, you're going to have like 500 notifications, maybe more. It was fantastic in there because everybody was watching something slightly different. Danny was trolling everybody by just going, there's been a goal, and then nothing else. It's like, what? Who was it, Danny? Who got the goal? Who got the assist? He was just getting constantly, who's got the assist? Who's got the assist?
And we need to give a couple of shout-outs to a few of our patrons, right? So Nathan and Joblin, who we've mentioned before on a few of these streams. I noticed the Experiment Boys and I think the Black Box Boys have been talking about Nathan because Nathan's season has been fantastic.
Yeah.
For, by all accounts, I don't know if I've seen his total final score, but he's in the top 50.
Top 50.
I was going to say 50K. No, top 50.
Yep.
Really, really outstanding season.
Yeah.
I also want to give a shout out to Liam Healy, who, you know, we've had a couple of, you know, we've had manager of the months with Liam Healy recently on the, earlier on in the channel. We've had Zoom calls with Liam. I can tell you guys, halfway through the season, he was ready to put his pen down. He was like, I've had enough of this year already. I'm not doing very well. My rank is all over the place. And I kind of said to him, you know, just keep going. It's a tough season. Every week, just try and do a little bit, a little bit. And I think he's finishing something like 70K. That's where his season's finishing. And as I said on Scoutcast Match Day today, if you are anywhere in and around the top 100K, you have had a fantastic season.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. It has been so hard this year.
And also, more people have continued to play this season than ever before. Yeah. So, you know, in normal seasons, yeah, absolutely. In normal seasons, we'd have had more dead teams. It would have been slightly easier to climb the ranks. Plus, there would have been less different pick. Like, you know, this season, it's been like different people going on waves and purple patches. And it's been getting the right moment to transfer people in and out. Whereas in normal seasons gone by, it's been like, well, you get one player and you just hold them through the whole season.
Totally, yeah.
I think one of the things that I'm keen to look at, and I will have a look back on over the course of the season, is if I'd have just set and forget my captain, as we talked about in pre-season, on Salah, on Kane, whoever, would that actually have been better than the kind of dramas of making captaincy decisions week upon week?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I think this season's a good moment to have a little look at that. But
it's
yeah,
no fun,
it's been
though,
great.
It's no fun.
I don't know. I don't know if it might be quite fun sometimes.
Which is set and forget captain.
Yeah.
Because
it means it's one less thing to worry about, isn't it? One less thing to stress over.
Right. Okay. Well, we've got a few other bits and pieces to sort out tonight. We've got some admin areas, some things to sort out before the end of the season.
Let's say hello though.
We will absolutely do that. Oh, you've not drunk your drink over, have you?
No, but it's wet and it's stuck to the coaster and the coaster flew off the table.
Very good.
And
one for the podcast listeners there.
Sorry,
we've got a few things to sort out. One is that we've got this new kind of microphone and camera set up, guys. So hopefully you guys in the live chat can tell us we're coming through loud and clear. We've got this microphone, which I'm told is more, wait for it, Sam, omnidirectional. Which means that if we're doing a podcast, just me or you talking into a mic, we will use the other one. But for this,
okay,
for our live streams, I'm told this is a better mic.
I mean, can they actually hear us? Have we checked?
I don't know, but no one's saying they can't. So let's go with that's a win for now, guys. Let us know, because I've just bought, you know, some new kit ready for the next year. It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Get you.
I've got some other things to sort out as well, not least the FPL Family Wooden Spoon Trophy.
I'll better put that down here then,
the
later on.
The presentation of which will be happening later on. So we'll pop that down there. We've also got, as mentioned in the thumbnail, we've got pre-season predictions. So cast your mind back, guys. If those of you that are new to FPL Family and have only joined us at some stage throughout this season, you might not know this, but right on our first video of the season, Game Week 1 video, or even pre-Game Week 1, we put our predictions for the Golden Boot. And that's not the FPL Golden Boot, the actual Golden Boot who's going to win. And as we know today, Harry Kane, Golden Boot for the season. Listen, Mo missed out by one, but you cannot begrudge Harry Kane that Golden Boot this season. What
most
a year
as well.
Harry has had. Absolutely fantastic. And also, we talk about top four, we talk about bottom three.
Golden Glove, I think we did
Golden Glove.
Golden
Glove, potentially. I think there's a top FPL point score in there as well.
I think there might have been, yeah.
I think there's something, there's all sorts
going
on here.
We'll find out when
we
open it.
all sorts going on here. And, of course, we have predictions from our friend, Karam, who works with you on Fantasy Football Scout, regular on the Scoutcast, and friend of the show, also a patron, FPL Family patron. So Karam, one of our friends from the show, has sent his predictions.
And we've got the community ones in there as well, haven't we?
Yes, that's true. So these are not
the
just our predictions. This is what you guys said would happen this year in the Premier League. In here, signed by you, Sam, so that if anybody was to tamper with this, you would know.
Yeah.
Nobody has tampered with it. That's it, sat in a drawer, and no one's touched it.
You've not touched
it. So we'll talk about that a bit later on. But you are quite right. Let's say hello to a few people. And I think we have some super chats. So I've got to talk about You guys, what do I need to do? I need to go to here. There we go. I need to go to here. That's the Fantasy Football Scout website, which I wasn't planning to put up. Instead, I was planning to put this up. This is the Twitter, at FPL Family, over on Twitter. But let's say hello to a few people. And I did see a super chat
all the way back up,
all the way back here. And it was from Kai. Thank you, Kai, for the super chat. 62 points after a minus four, my best season ever. 157k, aiming for 100k next season. Thank you, Sam and Lee. Well, Kai, that is pretty damn good, mate.
Well 157 done.
157 in your first season.
In a hard one, too.
Very, very good. And what a difficult season. What will be interesting to see from you, Kai, is to how you get on next year. Because, again, the game, I don't know whether it will revert back to how we are used to seeing FPL, but it will be different again to this year.
Yeah, it will be, for sure.
Be different again. We've got MU Fan TV, he's in. He's saying, Sam, 69 points with a 4-point hit. Not bad. Pretty good. And we've had another super chat right down the bottom here from our friend Ken. Thank you, Stealth Panda, for the super chat. Thank you guys for an amazing season of live streams, as per. Always make me smile. Klopp is a miracle worker. Gini and Aguero will be missed. Kane, thinking emoji.
Keep thinking, is all he says, Ken.
Well, Ken, thank you for tuning in. Ken's pretty much here every single week supporting us on FPL Family. So
Stealthy Panda,
love you, mate. Thank you for joining us. And you are absolutely right. Klopp is a miracle worker. Talk about Liverpool again in a second. But to get third out of a season that has been blighted by injuries.
You're also welcome, by the way.
And what do you mean?
Well,
what is this? Spurs taking credit for everybody else's...
Yeah.
Everybody else's wins today.
Absolutely. We take credit for everything.
Ridiculous. And another super chat from Duncan Crawford, another long-term supporter. Hey, Duncan, how are we doing? Four words, he says. Wait for this, Sam. He's got four words for you. They are, bail on my bench. Duncan. What a stinker. Finished at 131k in my third
I've got to be honest.
Happy with that. Very good.
Lee was there on match day when the bail brace went in. I cried.
The bail tears have been quite real this year. Quite real.
I cried. Properly cried. And our daughter, who was in the room with me...
What are you doing, mummy?
She celebrates, doesn't she? So whenever I go mental for Spurs, she always wants me to pick her up and throw her about, which I always do. And then when I stopped, she looked at me and she went, why are you crying?
What are you doing?
It's all too much.
We've got Gurav in the chat as well. Gurav, another one of our patrons. All the patrons in tonight. Thank you guys for your constant support this season. Not just the support, but actually... They give so much back as well, the patrons.
Oh, they're brilliant. They were amazing. Particularly today. They were incredible today.
So good. We've got Tips in as well. Hey, Tips, how are we doing now? Now, I don't remember Rob Holding getting another assist between the time at which... When did he get that assist? Was it away at West Brom?
I don't know. It feels like about 12 years ago that Holding got that assist.
He got an assist like away at West Brom or something.
Then you had a bet, didn't you?
A little bet. He brought Holding into his team, and actually Holding's done pretty well for him this season. Mm.
And today.
But the bet was that Holding won't get another assist, because if I remember right, that assist was proper jammy. It was like a sideways pass to somebody who then went on and scored a worldie, right? And I was like, how is that an assist? And Tips and I bet that Holding would not get... I said Holding would not get another assist all season, and Tips said, yes, he will. Now, I don't think he has. Can you confirm? No Holding assists since then.
Can confirm that there has been no more.
No assists. So Tips,
Holding assists.
The bet was there was a certain amount of money going to charity on this. So Tips, put your money where your mouth is. Let's see that money going to charity, mate. That is a bet.
Which charity? Well, was it a charity of Tips' choice?
A charity of Tips' choice. To be honest, Sam, anything where we put a bit of money towards charity on the back of a good bit of fun is okay with me. Tips also says, Lee, your audio is not very good. Sam is crystal clear. Well, there we go. That's because you're probably talking into the front of this mic.
I thought it was omnidirectional. You just hit me with the mic now.
It's supposed to be omnidirectional. Don't you touch it. When you touch technology in here, what happens?
Well, can't we just, like...
Don't touch it, Sam.
If we did that...
Oh, my. Don't touch it. Right. This is all going to go wrong.
There we go. Look, now it's facing sort of in the middle. Is that better?
Let's see. To be honest with you, if it's like that, we might go back to the old mic later on. I'm not sure. Let's just see how this plays out. Corey Langridge is in. Hey, Corey, how are we doing? 589k, my best ever rank. Hoping to improve
next
year. So well done for your best ever rank, Corey. Really, really good. Jobalob is in.
Nathan Jobalob is in.
So Nathan, here of top 50k. Well done, mate. That, honestly, top 50. Got to stop saying that. Top 50k. No, top 50 in the world. Nathan Joblin, well done, mate. Absolutely sensational season. Really, really good. And to be fair, it's been so much fun tracking Nathan throughout
the season.
I've loved him.
Into
9th, and then down into 100, and then back up into 50. Really, really good.
And do you know what saved him today?
What saved him?
It was Bale.
Yeah, Bale. Absolutely great shout.
Another Rushil, reason to cry.
Rushil Joshi is here. How are we doing, Rushil? He's saying, watching live after a while. Yeah, Rushil, we miss you, man. Well done. Welcome back. Vikas is in. How are we doing, Vikas? Danny McDonald is here. Hey, Danny. Nice to see you.
He of trolling fame in the slap.
Yeah.
Telling everybody there's been a goal. And then he went, well, my app's just got dot, dot, dot on it. I've got to wait for it to catch up. It was brilliant.
Love it. FPL Stat Boy is here. How are we doing? Leah Light Rays is here. Very nice to see you. Just living in Sydney.
Ooh.
Your stream times are always around 6 a.m. here. So Light Rays, thank you for getting up early in the morning.
And thanks for joining us.
To FPL family. David Coates is here, who's not in Australia. He's in Welland Garden City. David Coates, just very around. Nice to see you, mate. Also, Manager of the Month with you guys, which I'm still proud of. Yes, David was one of our Managers of the Month this season.
Kane.
Was it? Did he have a cane? Yes, I think so.
I think Spurs. We said cane today, yes, because I think I threatened to go around and see him.
That sounds about right. We've had another super chat from Prithviraj. Thank you for the super chat. Won my mini league, boom, with late Bale goal. So much Bale love going on here.
The Bale love is amazing.
So much going on. And a 2-point lead. Won the mini league by 2 points, thanks to Gareth Bale's double. How good was that?
I'll say thank you. I'll say, you know, you're welcome on Gareth's behalf.
How good was that? FPL Statboy saying, what were your final ranks? We're going to talk about that in a bit later on. We're going to talk about our team of the season as well. We'll talk about our ranks and then we'll do predictions and that sort of thing. So let's get into... let's see where we have a super chat. Oh, another super chat. From Mr. Jobalob. Thank you, Nathan, for the super chat. Love you guys. Thanks for the mention. Joint 43rd. Well, that is just a stop and clap moment. Joint 43rd. Have we ever had anybody in the FPL family community? I remember Jamal Rice a couple of seasons ago did very, very well, finished very strongly. But 43 is pretty damn good, isn't it? I don't remember anybody getting up there.
I just think Nathan's a legend.
Very good, isn't it? Very, very good. Abhishek, thank you for the super chat, Abhishek. Kane deserves to leave. Deserves, there's an interesting word. Deserves to leave. What do you think? So let's address this pretty quickly then. So Harry Kane showed everybody what he's all about today. Golden boot, but not just golden boot. Tons of assists as well.
He got creative player of the season.
I personally think if he goes, and I still think there's an if, guys, honestly. And I know there's been a lot of rhetoric in the news about Kane leaving. Of course there is. He's the big England player at the moment. So as soon as there's even a whiff that this guy's going to move to a different club, it's going to be headline worthy. But what do you think? Very briefly, your thoughts. Is there a world where Harry Kane stays, do you think, I suppose?
Yeah, I do.
Because maybe Levy prices him out of the market. I don't know.
Well, I just think that, you know, there's been a lot of chatter about how Spurs need the money. No, we don't. The guy that owns Spurs, it has, over the course of the pandemic, has become the fifth richest person in the world. So we don't need the money.
Right.
Do we need to sell him?
And you're in the Conference League. That has got to be a big draw for him, isn't it?
We are going to win the inaugural.
Kane is definitely going to want to play in the Europa Conference League.
He 100% wants to go to Aberdeen.
What's it with Aberdeen?
Why are you just going to Aberdeen? They're in it.
Right, okay, good.
So they're the only cover club I know that's definitely in it. I can't remember any others, but Danny told me earlier about Aberdeen.
Nice.
Look, he's got 3 years left on his contract. We don't have to sell him. If it was next summer, I'd say he's gone. Because in terms of...
He's 50 million less next summer because he's 28.
But I don't think we have to sell him now. I think that's the bottom line.
All right.
And if he, you know, he's won a couple of trophies now. He's, in terms of like, he's got some awards. He's going to lift the Euros this summer. Maybe that'll suffice for a bit.
I don't know.
Till the Europa Conference, he can lift that. I don't know. And I won't, and I'm not going to, I don't see any point in speculating about it until we know a bit more, because the press will tell you all sorts of nonsense.
Okay.
Because it's the press.
All right. I'm not allowed to give my opinion on it in this household, but my opinion is he is absolutely going to go. He's probably going to go to a Manchester side. I think he'll stay in the Premier League. There goes the coaster again. When will you learn? Do you want one of these coasters? Look, that's got a cork bottom. So that'll actually be better for you.
What's that going to do for anything? It's the top that keeps sticking. It's because the glass wasn't as cold as the...
Okay.
So it's condensation.
Okay.
Now I've got a ring on my trousers.
Kane is definitely going to go. He's going to go to another English club. His daughter, I think his oldest daughter's 4, isn't she? So he's just starting to think about what school am I going to put the kids into? I want to settle somebody somewhere. If he leaves it another year, he's got to put his daughter into a school. She'll take her out again a year later. I think this is his last big move. and I think he's going to go somewhere where he can win trophies. Let's see, we've got Shakalaka Mecca Lekka in again with
back.
The Super Chat. 83 days until we're back.
Is that what it is? 83 days.
Thank you for the Super Chat. Absolutely love that.
83 days.
And another Super Chat from Abhishek. Thank you, Abhishek. Do you think, as a player, Kane deserves to win trophies in his life? As a player, he has to leave. Well, let's not talk too much more about Harry Kane. We could sit here and talk about Harry Kane all night, but he does deserve to win trophies. He's the sort of player that needs trophies in his cabinet, no doubt about it. And Karan says, won one of my mini league manager of the month by 3 points, nice. Leno, and holding one bonus point each, the most unexpected way to win it. If you're going to win a mini league,
I mean, that is
a Leno bonus point is the way, that is flexing, isn't it? That's how you're going to win a mini league.
I mean, to be honest, that is something you could talk about forever, isn't it? You won your mini league because Leno and Holding got bonus point each.
It.
I love that.
Mahmoud Khan, another super chat. Hey, guys. He says, are you okay? We are all good,
We're
mate.
Good.
Just a quick word on Aguero. FPL and PL legend, yeah. Even as a United fan. And I think this is a fair point.
Across the board.
It doesn't matter who you support, right? You have to appreciate greatness when you see it. And Aguero is a great. There's no doubt about it. Even as a United fan, he'll be missed. Your favourite Aguero FPL moment. A favourite Aguero FPL moment is kind of difficult. I know my best Aguero PL moment,
Aguero!
But I think that's everyone's PL moment.
Yeah.
But it's so many hat-tricks and so many big scores to remember from Sergio Aguero. I don't think I can pinpoint one particular moment in FPL with Aguero, but I've often had him and hit those big captaincy hauls in the past. Not so much this season, of course, but I don't feel like he's trolled me that much over the years. I feel like if he goes big, I've had him normally.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what else you can say about Aguero other than that he's been fantastic to watch from a Premier League perspective.
So
he's
good.
Been fantastic to own from an FPL perspective. It will feel weird when the game relaunches to not see Aguero's name to be able to pick from. The guy's a legend. He is an absolute legend of the Premier League, of FPL. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, knocked the microphone again.
Punching the mic. Yeah, he's been brilliant.
Very good. There's a few Newcastle fans in tonight saying, how the hell have we finished 12th?
I don't know. I think
in a relegation battle a month ago. What they finished 12th? What the hell?
A couple of months ago, I think I said, Newcastle could get relegated here.
Yeah.
That was at the time when Fulham had a slight upturn.
Yeah.
Willock, I think, is the answer to how you finish 12th.
Willock is the answer. No
you need to try and get him to stay.
Very, very good indeed. Very good indeed. So listen, let's move on. Before we get to Team of the Year, before we get to anything else, let's see how we finish. Let's see what Fantasy Football Fix says about our finish. And we can do the presentation of the Wooden Spoon Trophy. Here's how I finished up. I finished up this game week with 73 points, which was really good. I was absolutely chuffed with how I did this game week. 2,412 points in total. A game week rank of plus 24% this week. So
nice.
Up to 69K. That's how I finished, 69K. And given that I was, you know, a few weeks back thinking I've got to make this 100K stick, I'm pretty happy to be finishing 69K.
Even on yesterday, when we were talking about like the game week this like today, you said 100k, I need to make the 100k stick. So to finish well inside is a
there's one regret I really have, and that is and everyone, you included, was saying it at the time, you've got to be on Kane. And there was that period of probably 2 or 3 weeks where I stubbornly didn't get him. And I remember one week I could have had him for a -4 and I didn't. And then I didn't get him the following week either. And he got like a 19-pointer followed up by like a 10-pointer.
Mm.
And it absolutely killed me because his rank was so high. There's a lot of people captaining him. I just stubbornly didn't get him. And I don't know why. But it was those 2 or 3 weeks that massively cost me. There was like a game week 29, maybe 28, 29, something around there. And my game week rank, because of not having Kane, never mind not captain, I just didn't have him at all. And my game week rank was like 7.8 million. I was right down with the dead men. And it cost me massively. It cost me about 100k worth of rank. And I went from being inside the top 100k to like 180k. And it took me a month to get back up. So that is my one regret. I got on Kane way too late. Way, way too late. Despite everybody saying you need to get on him, I didn't do it too late. Had I done that, had I been not as maybe stubborn there, who knows? I might have been pushing for top 50k, maybe 40k. But as it is, the season is at 69k, and that's okay. Real big jump today. Really big jump with this game week. So the game week score of 73 is great. So obviously Kane chipping in with 10 is brilliant. Trent's chipping in. Rafinha and Willock were nice differentials for me, which was great. But the big the big shout that I made was I just plumped for Mane captain. I did. We were out last night. I haven't told you this yet, but we were out last night on a gin tasting event. I drank a lot of gin last night. And in the taxi on the way back to the station, I did Fernandes to Mane captain.
No, I did it last night.
Yeah, I did it last night. I just thought, why not? It's game week 38 and I'm drunk. I'm going to go for it. And
as soon as I got in,
I was just like, why have I've done drunk an FPL.
I said to you this morning.
Yeah.
This morning I said, you said, what have you done? I said, I hadn't done anything yet. I'm going to wait till close to the deadline. What have you done? Nothing yet. I'm going to wait till close to the deadline. You absolute lying.
Yeah. That's because I didn't want you to have Mane. Well, I have. I captained him today. And then about an hour before deadline, I said to you, I've got Mane and I've captained him.
No.
Big mistake. I should have said that. Big mistake.
Absolute nonsense. The guys in the Slack will testify that what happened this afternoon is I had a long conversation with the guys in the Slack when we got back from watching the victorious London Coney Colts Reds this morning.
Go on the Colts.
About what I was going to do. And
saved the penalty today, Max, didn't he?
Yeah, I said on my Instagram stories, if you haven't seen them, that our little boy scored a goal, saved a penalty, assisted a goal from in goal.
Free bonus points.
He would definitely, if he'd have been my FPL captain this week, I'd have smashed
better
it.
Better than Willock, he is. Better than Willock.
I mean, it's probably better than Kane, to be honest.
Oh, wow.
He's not better than Bale, though.
So, Mane Gate.
So, I'm talking to them and I was like, right, these are my four choices. They'll testify. I didn't know about you at this point. It was Mane. It was go rogue and go Willock. It was go...
How's that rogue? Seven in a row.
Well, yeah. It was go Rafinha. Who's the other one?
So, all of these moves to block me off, yeah?
No, so all of these moves were like, these are the only people that I can replace Bruno with. And I was only going to replace Bruno after that team sheet came from Manchester United.
The leaked team sheet has killed me, really.
So, I put this in the Slack and then I'm like, and then I turned, you said, are you made a transfer? Yeah, I said, yes, I've done one, Koufal. And then I said, I think I'm going to go Bruno to Mane. And then you went, oh, no, you can't do that. I've brought him in and captained him. And I thought, I'm definitely doing it now.
Yeah, well, there we go. Shouldn't have said it. Should have just shut my mouth.
I would have done it anyway, to be fair.
I'm sure you would. Anyway, Mane captain for me, 32 points this week. So got a captaincy right for a change, which is really, really nice. So 73 points, ending on 69K. Happy with that, and we go again next year. Let's see how we go. An improvement on last year where I got about, I think, 75, 76k. Hmm. So an improvement. Happy with that. On the last game week, Mane has salvaged it for me. 69 points, minus 4 for you, so 65 points. Total points of 2440. Overall final rank up from 44k last week to 38k. A 13% increase. Very good. Very, very good.
I must admit, I'm delighted. I think the way the season's gone... I was listening to what you were just saying about Kane, and I actually feel the same about Martinez and the Aston Villa defence, because I stubbornly was like, I'm not taking a hit for a goalkeeper. I'm not taking a hit for weeks. This went on, and every week
Martinez pulling out the 10 points, I was just like,
this is killing me every single week. It killed me. And I think that was a big learning point for me as well, that sometimes it's okay. Like, I was trying to do the whole season without a hit, as I said. And I made a couple. I think I did three over the course of the season. And in fact, two of them came in the last two game weeks. But I think, you know, there are times where when you're watching somebody as consistently perform as Martinez and Kane have over the course of the season, it's worth making that move and taking the hit for them, because they don't... It's not a purple patch anymore, is it? It's like, it's just so consistent. I think if I'd have gone with one of the Aston Villa guys earlier... And what's really frustrating is that I write articles about Aston Villa every single week.
You've got to not just witness the 10-pointer from Emmy, you haven't got to write it out.
And I have to... And before the game week, I talk about how good he is and how likely he is to get a clean sheet. And it happens week upon week upon week.
Nice.
But otherwise, yeah, actually, as it happens, that's the second highest I've been all season. I only bettered by a couple of game weeks ago after 36 when I was at 34K.
And talk me through your two transfers for this week, Koufal and Mane in. It's a bit inspired, wasn't it?
Yeah, took out Coleman, naught. And Bruno, naught.
I will give you absolute props for the Koufal, because you mentioned that to me a couple of days ago. And I think I said at the time, I like that. I like that. Because Southampton, weak down that side. West Ham, something to play for. Saints, rubbish. Yeah, so Koufal, I like that. But Mane in as well, two really nice transfers.
I saw it as a bit of a sign yesterday when we were walking through London and we saw the Southampton team bus. I thought, that's a sign I should get Koufal. I don't know what it was. I thought, they're lost in London. Why are they even in this part of London? They're supposed to be in West...
This is what I have to deal with, guys. I pore over the stats every week and you just see the bus and it's like, yeah, I'll get Koufal. 10 years I've had this, guys. 10 years. Absolutely ridiculous. Super chat from Craig. Thank you for the super chat. I don't know if Craig's pulling our leg here or not. but this is pretty sensational. Incredible week, he says. Great time to get a game week rank of 697.
Wow.
Took me from 431st in the world to 47th.
Wow.
In the world. 102 point week. I captained
Amazing.
Four nows.
Amazing. Captain four nows?
Who the hell captains four nows, friend? That is unbelievable, mate, to be honest with you. That is unbelievable. Really, really good. Really, really good. So this season, fairly reflective of last season. I've had a good year. I'm 69k. I'm very happy with that. But not good enough to beat you. Not good enough. So therefore, Sam.
Third.
Please
year
award me.
In a row.
With my hat trick.
I think you get to keep it now.
I pretty much have got it anyway.
Because, you know, when you.
Do we need to get a new trophy now? Because my name's going to get inscribed.
I think
this.
We now need to put Lee Bonfield and the three seasons. On.
Three stars. What would it be instead of three stars? Like three poo emojis or something? I don't know.
I think we just need the dates of the dates. Of the times that you lost.
Right, hand me the trophy.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Oh, is that it?
That's
that your
my acceptance speech. Yes, third year in a row, the wooden spoon for me. And the third year in a row where I've had a good season, but you've just had a better one. It's been absolutely... You've been very, very good. 3 years on a row, sensational. Actually brilliant. Because my last three seasons, I've had top 100k finishes, each of those three. So for you to better that every single time...
It's been hard work this year, I tell you. It's been, and actually, genuinely was quite frightened.
Tough.
Last week, or the week before, because I thought, there's a good chance.
Yeah.
You kept clawing it back, little bit by little back. And
Willock,
I was thinking,
week after week.
Willock. And I was starting to think, oh gosh, maybe you might just catch me here, but... Clung on.
Well, listen, had you not blocked me with the Mané move and copied me massively, no. It would have been quite an interesting narrative. I might have just sneaked it, but
I don't think
you're going to S-house me like that and bring Mané in. I can't. It is what it is.
I mean, I don't.
It is what it is.
If I hadn't have done Mané, I'd have gone Rafinha.
You would.
I would have. Right. It was a choice between those two. The guys in the Slack will testify to this, particularly Aaron. And in fact, Aaron and I don't know if Aaron's still awake because he was up a lot because he's in Australia. He might have gone back to bed for a bit. He and I will testify to the fact that we did it together. We did the Bruno Mané transfer at the same time. But he, like you, put the armband on him, and I was never going to put it on Mané, but I should have trusted my boy, shouldn't I? And I should have left it on Kane.
This is a player, by the way, guys. I don't want to dwell on this anymore because I'm not bitter about it. But this is a player who earlier in the week, when I talked about getting Mané in, you described as a ridiculous move.
So a lot, okay.
You
so
described
here,
it as a ridiculous move. Here comes, and all of a sudden, he's in your team.
Here comes a further shout out to Neil at FF Scout, because if you are not an FF Scout member, then you should go and sign up just for Neil alone, because
he's cost me.
Because Neil,
the FPL Family Championship this year, Neil.
He has. Because Neil was the amazing person that actually flagged Mitchell. And said he's going to play
right.
A couple of weeks ago that got me that 13 points.
Last year, ridiculous
right?
Last week.
And then this week, I just happened, while I was talking to the guys in the Slack, I'm thinking, Rafinha, Mané, Willock, which one? Actually, all three of them were all right in the end. I read an article that Neil had wrote, and it was basically like Mané, and I thought, okay, Neil, I'm with you. You did me
Shocking.
Well last time. Might have to send Neil some beer.
Shocking. Sam O'Sullivan's in. He was saying, I was in the Slack at the time and we were all egging Sam on to get Mané. Guys,
See?
Guys.
Thank you, Sam.
I need help. Not... Okay.
You're on my side, Lee.
Another super chat from Craig. He's saying, I've just tweeted you, Lee, for the non-believers of my 4-0 captain. Mate, I believe you. But that is sensational. Really, really good. Really, really good.
I would love it if this is actually your brother.
The
4-0 captain's called Craig.
I don't think that's my brother. He would have captained Kane today, no doubt about it. B is in. Hey, B, good evening. How are we doing? She says, Sam. She says.
Is she Captain Kane?
I'm sure she'll tell us in the live chat, but she's wrote in the comments, she's one of our own. She's one of our own. Sam Bonfield, she's one of our own.
B, you should have been with me today. There was just me crying in my living room because I got a bracelet. Wasn't even there. My daughter thought I'd gone mental.
MU Fan TV is in and says, hat trick for you, Lee. You've been very consistent. Congrats. Listen. I'm nothing if not consistent, no doubt about it. Come on, there's got to be some sympathy here. I've had three good seasons in a row. What I consider three good seasons is just that you've had three better ones. I can't compete with it. John Tyner, the first person who gets a gold star tonight, Sam. Shall I tell you why John Tyner gets a gold star in the live chat?
Why?
He says, nice hair, Sam.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, John.
John Tyner, you've noticed Sam's hair. You get tonight's gold star. Rohai, thank you, Rohai, for the super chat. He is saying left Salah out to captain Mané, big match player. Yeah, well, listen, there we go.
Do you know why
Mané
I think I beat you
today?
Should I wait to give you some advice for next season?
No. But go on, it sounds like you're going to anyway.
Well, no, because I think the difference between you and I is that
it's Tyrone Mitchell, yeah.
I couldn't care less what you're doing. I just do.
Come off it!
No, I do what my gut says to do. You spend all your time worrying about what you can do to beat me.
Absolute rubbish. The three players you wanted to bring in for Fernandes today, Willock, Rafinha and Mane. Why? Because that'd block me and all three.
Lee, for goodness sake, they're the only ones that had decent games.
Oh, shocking. Absolutely
you just
shocking.
Need to worry less next season about me and worry more about your own team and then we'll probably be fine.
Something needs to change because, I need to win one of these seasons, don't I? Let's be honest.
The best thing about this is that before we did this, he beat me every year.
Yeah, that's true. Before FPL family, I was pretty good at FPL.
But we still are good.
Right, let's talk about our team of the season, Sam. So I've gone overboard on the graphics. So
I don't know
if you like this graphic. And if it's very busy. If it's hurting people's eyes, then I do apologise, but I thought I'd put it together. talk me through some of your... Who have been your kind of top three key assets? Team of the season. We're on the FPL show, aren't we, on Tuesday, doing a bit of a season overview with Jules and James. So we'll be talking on that show a bit more detail about... We've submitted to the producer of the show our FPL team of the year. And we've submitted our top three players that we would say have been FPL legends for us this season. So no spoilers during this bit in terms of who you've picked in those teams. But give us a feel for the players on your screen here. Who's kind of stood out for you as real, real great value in FPL?
I think there's been different parts of the season. So there's some that have been the height of consistency throughout. In that bracket, I'd put Martinez, I'd put Kane, I'd put Bruno. Players that you could... I'd probably also put Bamford in that category.
Definitely, yeah.
Players that throughout the season have been consistent in their performances. And actually, I put Watkins in there, weirdly.
Totally, yeah, totally. And then he's in there, bottom left corner, Ollie.
And then there's other assets that I think have had amazing purple patches, and they deserve a mention for those. Iheanacho being one of those.
Oh, yeah.
Players like... Oh, I forgot Stuart Dallas from the All Season Legends thing. He should be in there, really. Yeah.
Just before you go on, I want to see and hear from you guys in the live chat. So I'm going to come to you guys in the live chat in a bit. There are people that are saying my eyes are bleeding. I do apologise. It's quite a...
I thought
this was going to look really great, but actually it might just be like, whoa, this is too much. But get in the live chat. Let us know who your top three FPL All-Stars have been for this season. It could be on value. It could be on FPL points. It could just be... for you and specifically for your team, and they've just been great for you as differentials. So let us know. But who are you saying? Who else apart from
Thomas
those that you
Suchet,
mentioned?
Thomas Suchet, Creswell was fantastic.
Suchet, fantastic, yeah.
Lingard.
In fact, that combination, that Creswell-Suchet combination, assist for Creswell, goal for Suchet, early on at least in the season, was fantastic, wasn't it, for both of them?
Yeah, I mean, there's just been so many players that have been... There's been a core of maybe six of them that have been consistent the whole way through the season. And given the season we've had, that is a phenomenal achievement to have been that consistent the whole way through.
Yeah.
And then there's been others that have really come good for us at specific points of the year and have played really, really well. And if you got on them at the right time and got off them at the right time, that's been good.
Let's see what you guys are saying in the live chat. We've had a super chat there from Rohide again. Thanks for the super chat. Martinez, Dallas and Kane. Difficult to argue with that.
It's very hard to argue with that.
Really, really good. Dallas in particular. I mean, in game week one, and we maybe get to this in the predictions in a bit, we were talking about, or certainly there was a lot of talk about, is it going to be Ayling or Dallas?
Yeah.
It's the two Leeds fullbacks. Which one of those two is the one to go to? And I don't think in the first couple of weeks it was that clear.
No.
But as soon as Dallas moved into central midfield, it was clear that he was going to be the one that was going to pop up and score these goals.
And actually... Shout out to Leeds generally, because from an FPL perspective...
Fabulous season. Absolutely fantastic season.
From a Premier League perspective, they've been fantastic. They've been brilliant value. They've been fantastic to watch. They've come into the Premier League. They've attacked it. They've been brilliant. But from an FPL perspective, they have offered so much to us as FPL managers in terms of cheap, consistent players. They regularly start. There's no messing around. So the likes of, you know, Dallas and Rafinha, apart from when he was injured... and Bamford, you could have held them pretty much all season and they would have done you well. So I think, you know, when you get a newly promoted side like Leeds, it's so exciting. I suspect that we've seen the last of the Dallas asset that we know and love because he'll be in the middle next year.
I guess he'll be in midfield next year.
I can't believe that FPL gods are going to give us another year of having him as a defender.
Yeah.
But he's been phenomenal. Just Leeds have been phenomenal. I've been so impressed.
They've been so good to watch. And from front to back, they've had FPL assets, not just from defence, but from their forward line into the midfield as well.
They've been great.
And actually, Hernandez played today for Leeds. I don't know if you noticed that. And they've missed him all season, frankly. And it's a case, you know, that's gone a little bit unnoticed, I think. Week to week, we kind of just assume, to be honest, I'd kind of forgotten he was here. He'd not played for Leeds for that long. And you put into the fact that, I mean, we've got to watch Match of the Day a bit later on tonight. But I think that
the
fans make such a big difference at a number of different grounds. But Elland Road is one of those grounds where they do make a big difference. Leeds, with a couple of additions over the summer, and if they can keep Rafinha, and he's on a reasonable long-term contract, so no reason to suggest he would go unless he's going to go for silly money, which he might because he's that good a player. But if they can keep that squad together and they can keep Bielsa running the show, going to be a force, I think, next year, potentially.
I hope so.
Be challenging for European spots.
Well, I really hope so. I really hope that they don't do a Sheffield United on us next season.
I can't see it.
Well, nor can I, but I didn't see it from Sheffield United either.
True enough, yeah.
So I really hope that Leeds continue to be everything they've been this year, because they've been fantastic.
All right, let's see what you guys are saying. Brian Springer, regular here in the FPL family. Hey, Brian. He says, Bruno and Martinez for the whole season. Gundogan, Iheanacho.
Oh, Gundogan, yeah, of course.
Went on some amazing runs. And Gundogan, to be honest with you, I mean, we were watching a bit of the Man City presentation, right, in the stadium with the fans. Loved it. Well done to Pep and all of his boys. A lot of rhetoric about Aguero today, obviously. But I think Brian's absolutely right. When they needed him most, Gundogan, because don't forget, that came at a point when KDB was injured. 100%. They had a couple of injuries around the rest of the team. And he stepped up and just banged them in every week. Gundo, for a few weeks, okay, De Bruyne came back, his role changed a little bit. He didn't score quite so many goals. But it was clear that in that system, without KDB, he was taking the games by the scruff of the neck, and he was fantastic for us in FPL, wasn't he, for a number of weeks?
Yeah, and
really
and
good.
Actually, yeah, when I was rolling through those players before, we didn't mention Diaz and how phenomenal he's been this season.
Yeah.
He's another one that's just been brilliant, and there are so many players this year that have been just top draw, and have been so brilliant to watch and have returned points week upon week upon week. The City boys, more difficult because of rotation, but I tell you something, for next season, Foden is looking like an absolute dream.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to seeing Phil Foden at the Euros, aren't you? Yeah. He could be very, very good, couldn't he? Very good. In fact, looking forward to seeing England at the Euros, full stop. We've got a lot of young English talent, and I'm really interested to see what Gareth can get out of those boys. Mick Lusmets, hey Mick, he's saying, James the Rank Killer Justin. Yeah, he was fantastic,
wasn't he, for
a little while.
He was great.
Justin. Of course, we hope to see him back next season post the injury. But for weeks and weeks, was very, very good in FPL. Showed a little bit in Project Restart at the end of last season. But then if you got on him early this season, he was a 4.5. Absolute nailed on. Really, really good. Rohai, thank you for the super chat. Gundogan, Lingard, Willock, Iheanacho, Purple Patch. They're all Purple Patch players, no doubt about it. You can talk about your Brunos and your Dallases, who've been great to have all season. Same with Martinez. But if you can get on and off of these players at the right points, which is really an art in FPL, that is what is going to win you mini league.
And in some ways, those guys are even more important than the whole season players, because, you know, we both talked about how Martinez and Kane cost us for our stubbornness.
Yeah, sure.
But actually, what really gets you the rank is getting on these purple patch players at that point when they go off. Because if you can do that and then take the points and then move them onto another purple patch player,
totally,
the rank is huge from that.
Totally. Danny McDonald, quite right, says, remember Tarek Lamptey? Yes, another young player who is very, very unfortunate with injury, but will come back, absolutely, and be a player, be a factor in FPL, no doubt about it, next season. Let's see what else you guys are saying. James Ward, Sonny's been good. Son, very, very good season. Burnt out a little bit, I think, towards
the
end of the season.
But he's tired, Sonny.
He was fantastic for us early on in the season, no doubt about it. B is saying she loved the way Bamford would reference FPL. That was great as well, wasn't it?
I love that.
We actually had a little bit of engagement with some of the players in some of their pre and post-match interviews around FPL. That was great. It's great to see that. And let's see. Gaz Hybrid Boys. Hey, Gaz is saying Super Joe Willock, Saka and Martinez. So Saka, again, another one on my radar for next season, who undoubtedly is going to go up half a mil or a mil, probably, playing for Arsenal. Another one to look out for from Arsenal. Let's see. Jay Queamy says Stones. Yeah, Stones. What a season. Very, very good indeed. Very good. Fahim is saying 2,412 points. FPL ranked 70k. Same points as me-ish. I think he's on about 670k. So very good, Fahim. Very nice season indeed.
What else are we saying? Mahmoud Khan in with the John Stones 27-pointer. Did you have John Stones for his 27-pointer?
No.
Me neither. And it really hurt. It really, really hurt. Where else? Let's take a couple more comments. Liam Healy, super Chris Wood. Chris Wood.
Another purple
in the last
patch.
Few weeks. Another purple patch. If you got on at him and off of him at the right time, absolutely the way to win your FPL mini league. So there we go. Lots and lots to discuss. So slackers, get in the slack. Guys, if you're watching the video replay, get in the comments below. I'd like to know your top three players for FPL this season. So many choices, many of them on your screen right now. But if you've got one that isn't on this screen, then I'd love to hear it below. And I'd like to know who you've got your eye on for next season.
Foden.
Right? I mean, Foden for sure. But listen, he's Man City. He's going to cost a lot of money.
It's not going to cost that much money.
What about the likes of a lot of the Chelsea players, right? They're very expensive come and start the season. Are we going to see a price drop for Pulisic or Havertz or Werner?
Well, remember, Pulisic was originally priced at a lower price point because they got the... price release went wrong, didn't it?
That's right, yeah.
So maybe it goes back to seven again. Who knows? Yeah, let's find out. But yeah, there will be some that drop in price and there'll be some that go up substantially in price. Like Bamford is never going to be as cheap next season.
True enough, yeah, true enough.
Probably nor Watkins.
Nikhil, thank you, Nikhil, for the super chat. He or she says, without FPL, what would you be doing?
So well, right now...
What will you be doing over the next couple of months?
Oh, what am I going to...
chilling out, watching a bit of England.
Watching a lot of England. Be doing some work. Got some work to do.
Doing some work.
Get ready for the next season.
I would be doing my day job, Nikhil, which is working for a company called Oracle, which is a company, as I said a couple of weeks ago, you will hear a lot more about next season when the Oracle match insights start to hit your screens. FPL geekiness, guys, is coming to the masses. You guys will love it. I'm absolutely sure of it. So look out for that on Sky BT and Amazon Prime from August the 14th. We've got loads of stats coming, courtesy of the combined partnership between Oracle and the Premier League. More in the links in the description if you want to find out more about how that is going to come to the masses next year. Going to be really, really good. Let's talk about prediction time. Ooh. Prediction time. Now, I had a thought to think about this the other night, and I suddenly remembered who I put as Golden Boot.
You got it right?
No.
Oh.
Not by a long shot, I can tell you. So let's talk about our friend of the show, Kun Karam.
Should we do them? So, should we go like one by one, or should we go like top four and see who everyone did?
Let's do one category at a time, shall we? So, do you want to open the FPL prediction? So, guys, if you weren't with us at the beginning of the show, or if you're new to FPL family and weren't with us at the beginning of the season, here are Sam and I's FPL predictions for this year and the community's. Yes, so we were in the live chat. We took a bit of a consensus. And we wrote it all down. We wrote
down. Those streams are hilarious because we go, right, who do you think? And then the chat went mental.
It was crazy. I remember. It was crazy.
I forgot. We wrote them on actual...
We wrote them on actual cards. Actual cards. So, which category would you like to do first? I will read Kun Karam's and you can read. Or should we read our own? Or I'll read yours. I can't even remember how we wrote them now.
Oh, we also did the patrons did it as well.
Oh, forgot about them. Right. So what can I do?
There's yours.
Right.
You've got yours and Karam's.
That's mine. Okay.
Okay.
And you've got everybody else's.
And I've got mine. And right. I've got the communities, yours.
Okay.
And I've got the patrons.
Very good. Where would you like to start?
Top four?
Top four. No, let's do that later. Relegated teams.
Relegated teams. Okay.
Relegated teams. Kun Karam said Crystal Palace, West Brom, and Fulham.
Two
out of three. Not bad. Not bad.
Right. Patrons.
Yes.
They also... Well, they had Palace and Villa because they obviously couldn't agree.
Villa to go down. You see, that's interesting, yeah. Isn't it? Villa to go down.
Well, because last year they were awful, remember?
Big favourites to go down, weren't they?
Fulham and West Brom.
Fair enough, yes.
The YouTube guys, you guys out there, you also had Villa, wow. Fulham and West Brom.
There we go. All right.
And I had Villa... Fulham and West Brom.
Villa, Fulham and West Brom to go down. I had, in this order I think, 18th Fulham, 19th West Brom. Have I got it completely right?
No.
20th.
You didn't put Sheffield.
West Ham. West Ham. Who's saying West Ham bottom of the league? Me, that's who. They've just got Europa League.
Sorry, West Ham.
West Ham.
What the hell?
I don't know.
Why were you relegating West Ham? They didn't look that bad last year.
David Moyes, isn't it? Rubbish. Maybe I thought West Ham...
Yeah, but to be fair, they were rubbish until he got COVID and then suddenly they were brilliant, remember?
Exactly, they weren't doing very well at all. But anyway, Pablo Fornals has given me the V's today because I've relegated West Ham at the beginning of the season. Absolute shocker from me there.
Unbelievable.
So there's the first shocker. There's more to come, folks, I can tell you. Where do you want to go next? Let's go to Golden Boot and Golden Gloves.
Okay.
So who did... I can tell you, Kunkaram said for Golden Boot. He said Timo Werner. Timo Werner, who, Sam, listen, you make that face. He was over 50% owned in game week one by the FPL community.
Was he anywhere close to the Golden Boot?
No, he was not, as far as I'm aware.
And Gloves?
Golden Gloves were a tie in clean sheets between Edison and Alisson. Now, I actually don't know who's got the most clean sheets.
It was Edison.
Was it Edison?
Prior to this game week, wasn't it? Yeah. So, and I think Martinez was just behind him, so I guess it's Edison.
So let's go with Edison. Yeah, the guys in the chat can tell us if we're wrong. But Kunkaram said Edison and Alisson with the tie. So he's half right there. So who have you got for Golden Boot?
So from the patrons, Golden Boot, Aubameyang.
Yeah, now, well, interesting. Interesting, because Aubameyang was hotly tipped, wasn't he, pre-season? 11.5 million midfielder.
I'm not pulling faces about that.
A lot of FPL managers
pulling faces
had
about
him.
What happened to Aubameyang?
Well, this is it. He got malaria.
And they also had Alisson for Golden Glove.
Okay, not bad shout.
The community.
What did these guys say for Golden Boot?
Aubameyang.
There you go.
And Golden Gloves, Edison.
Edison, good shout. Correct. On the Golden Gloves.
Mine.
Yeah.
Golden Boot.
You said Harry Kane.
Harry Kane.
Of course you did. So you got that right.
Kane.
One out of one. Well done.
And Golden Gloves. I had Alisson as well.
Alisson. Very good. I said, told you this doesn't get any better. Golden Gloves, Alisson.
Okay.
And with Van Dijk, that had happened.
That, yeah.
Golden Boot, Aguero.
Who said that?
Me.
Aguero?
Yeah, I don't know why.
He's not played virtually the whole season.
So you get the points there. Harry Kane with the Golden Boot. Great shout. Very, very good indeed. Let's do top four. Then we'll do FPL. Top defender, midfielder and forward. So top four. What are the FPL family community saying about the top four?
The YouTube community.
The YouTube community. You guys, right here, what are you saying?
I'll tell you what. You were very close.
Okay.
Champions, Manchester City.
Yes, very good.
Second place, Liverpool.
Yeah, okay.
Third place, Chelsea.
Yeah.
Fourth place, United.
Well, very good. I can exclusively confirm that Kunkaram had that exact four as well. City, Liverpool, Chelsea, Man United. So we've both guessed the top four just in
the wrong
way round. So
same,
not bad at
same
all.
Same for the patrons as well. Liverpool, Man City, Chelsea, Manchester United.
So the patrons were going for Liverpool champions.
They were
interesting.
Indeed.
Interesting. All right, very good.
And mine, I also had Liverpool champions.
Yeah.
Got second place, right? Manchester United. Manchester City I had in third. And then I had Spurs fourth. Whoa, that was a fall from grace.
Spurs fourth.
Yeah, but that's me, isn't it? I was never going to not put Spurs.
Spurs fourth and Harry Kane Golden Boot. I put top four Liverpool champions.
Yeah, well, you didn't the year before when you actually won it.
That's true.
So you had to put
it.
It
was a hilarious moment where I didn't say we'd be champions and we were. So I put Liverpool champions. I put Chelsea second.
Okay.
I put Chelsea second because of all the investment they made in the summer.
Well,
pressure's going to be on for Timo's boys, for Tuchel's boys, or Frank's boys as they were at the time, to be second. Man City third, Manchester United fourth. So again, got the top four, just the wrong way around. But City third. They've proved me wrong there. Very, very good win, of course, for City. Not just today, but over the course of the season with the championship. So there we go. Top four, bottom three, Golden Boot, Golden Gloves done. Let's talk about FPL picks.
I've just brought up the points totals for defenders, midfielders and forwards so we can know who actually was.
Very good. What a good idea that is. Yeah,
I'm full of them.
That's good prep for this piece of the live stream. Kunkaram said, top FPL points scorers. Kunkaram said, goalkeeper Nick Pope. Who was it?
It's Martinez.
Martinez. Defender, Trent. He's got to be in there, hasn't he?
Yeah, he was third.
Okay.
Second place went to Robertson.
Okay.
And the highest scoring defender, Stuart Dallas.
Stuart Dallas, of course, which I'm pretty sure no one's got.
But
Kunkaram said for midfielders, he said Messi.
Okay.
Because I think City were trying to sign Messi at the time.
Yeah.
And then he's put in brackets KDB if not.
Okay, it was Bruno.
Bruno's in there.
Bruno, followed by Salah, followed by Son, followed by Mane.
All right. Okay. And he's gone for Timo Werner as the forward.
No. Harry Kane, followed by Bamford, followed by Vardy.
All right. Well, there we go. Go
so
on
the
then,
patrons, Suns went for Trent as the defender.
Good shout.
They had KDB and Aubameyang, clearly couldn't decide, as the midfielders, and they had Werner as their forward.
Nice.
The you got guys
a lot
out
for Werner.
Yeah, a lot of love for Werner. You guys out there in the community, you had Trent as the defender.
Yeah.
You had Aubameyang and Bruno tied in midfield, so correct with Bruno. And you had Werner also as the forward of choice.
Werner, so much expectation on Werner in game week one, wasn't there? Unbelievable.
Well, remember, he was owned by over 50% of the game.
Crazy, right?
Defender of choice, I had Trent, of course. I had Aubameyang in midfield.
Yeah.
And the forward, I had Harry Kane.
Of course you did. I had defender Trent. So listen, Trent.
I mean, and he was third, one point behind Robbo.
Absolutely. So much expectation of Trent. I mean, I remember in game week one, it was like, well, Trent was coming in at about 7.5, wasn't he? And everyone was like, well, you've got to have him.
The thing is, so Robertson was 10 points exactly behind Dallas and Alexander-Arnold 11 points behind Dallas. Now, had Van Dijk not got injured, I would have suspected there would have been more clean sheets. And
quite
therefore,
yeah,
we might
possibly
have seen them up there.
So there we go. Trent defender. I had midfielder Aubameyang as top FPL point scorer because I thought, well, if he's going to play on penalties, he's going to be a midfielder, etc., etc. And then forward Aguero. I seem to have a lot of love for Aguero. I thought he was going to get golden boot.
Should have given more love to Harry Kane.
Should have given a bit more love to
Harry
Kane.
In fact, that's a life lesson for you this season.
So there we go. Should have loved Harry Kane a bit more. That's the life lesson. So not bad. Not bad all round, except for me relegating West Ham, bottom of the league.
I love the fact you relegated West Ham. Why?
I don't know.
What on earth?
I don't know. I just saw the David Moyes factor. I was just like, right, they're going down. Not just down, Sam, 20th. Bottom of the league.
Well, I tell you why it was.
Why?
It was because in pre-season there was all that stuff, wasn't there, about Brady. They sold that kid. They were all really unhappy.
Oh, Deanne Garner left, didn't he? Yeah, yeah.
There was all that drama, wasn't there, in pre-season last year.
They didn't start well, as you were saying. They didn't start playing until Moyes got COVID and had to sit in the stands.
Yeah.
And then they got a little bit better for some reason. I don't know.
Don't relegate him next year. I don't think they get relegated.
I don't think they're going to get relegated next year.
I think we did miss a super chat before, actually, when we were chatting away.
Ah, let's go back and look at some super chat. Here's Rohai. Thank you, Rohai. He says, Arsenal and Aubameyang, lol. Yeah,
yeah, well, a lot of love for him.
That was, in game week one, Werner and Aubameyang were going to be the ones, weren't they? Stealth Panda with the super chat. Thank you, Kens. The message has been retracted for some reason. So, Stealth Panda, get back into the chat with your comment. Don't need to super chat again, mate, and I'll read it out if I see it. And there's the without FPL, what would you be doing? So thank you for the super chats, guys. So there we go. Predictions-wise, not bad. I think the only one that's got it bob on is you with your Harry Kane golden boot.
And I had him as top point scorer
there
for
we go.
Forwards.
So there we go.
I'll take out.
Lot of love for Harry Kane. So there we go, guys. That is it for FPL Family for another season. Another season gone by. And what season it's been. A crazy, bonkers,
I'm gonna have a long
roller
sleep,
coaster.
I think.
We all need to go and have a little lie down for a few weeks. Wake up just to cheer on Southgate's boys in the Euros and then go back into a little bit of a slumber for a couple of weeks. But I'm pretty sure by the time the Euros is done, I think the game will be out again, don't you? I think FPL 21-22 will be live.
When's the Euro final?
And we'll all be talking about prices and games again.
Maybe. I don't... I mean, it's about 30 days or something to the Euros, isn't it? And
something
the
like
final,
that.
I don't know. I guess so, because I don't think the final was that far away from the new season.
I think you're right. I think you're right. Well, there we go, guys. Is there any pods or shows or anything that we're doing, any year in review content that we are making this week, Sam?
We are, as Lee said, we are going to be on the official FPL show on Tuesday doing a season review. And we are also going to join Adam, Greg and Nick on the FPL Experiment Boys on their end of season quiz on Tuesday night.
Are we? Oh, very good.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you we're doing that.
Yes, thank you.
We're doing
that.
So we've got those two things to do on Tuesday.
One final super chat from Shakalaka. Thank you for the super chat. It's crazy how we've gone full circle on Trent from start to the end of the season. Yeah, such high expectations at the start of the season. Difficult-ish season for Trent, no doubt about it, and for Liverpool. But to come back full circle as third highest point scorer in defenders, I hope he does, because I think he deserves to. So there we go, guys. Look out for us on the FPL show on Tuesday. It'll be us two and Jules and James doing a year in review when we look back at all of the highlights from the season. But that is it, guys. Thank you very much for joining us this, not just tonight, but this whole year and sticking with us. It's been tough at times, no doubt about it. There have been live streams, or we've been setting up live streams, and I've been like, oh my God, I've watched football the whole day. Do we also now want to talk about it for an hour and a half?
But now we're off to watch Match of the Day.
But now we're off to watch Match of the Day because both of our teams won today. So guys, thank you very much for joining us on FPL Family. Hit that subscribe button. There ain't going to be a lot of content on this channel for a little while, but hit the subscribe button and leave us a like before you go. We'll see you for some videos over the summer. But if we don't see you on a live stream between now and August the 16th, stay safe, look after each other, and we will see you next season. Cheers, guys.
Bye, guys.